Anyone else who wishes to testify in favor of the bill?
Senator Valentino, Representative Priest. My name is John Banks. I'm a citizen of the Penobscot Indian Nation, as well as the director of its Department of Natural Resources. I've been in that position for 32 years now. I came to work for Penobscot Nation right after the famous 1980 Maine Indian Land Claims Settlement Act was reached. That settlement in 1980 was the result of the illegal taking of 12.5 million acres of land that had belonged to the tribes of Maine. The land was illegally taken through treaties with Massachusetts and Maine in violation of federal law. Federal law requires that the United States Congress approve any treaty or commerce between states and indigenous tribes. It's part of the U.S. Constitution. You can find that language in the Commerce Clause of the United States Constitution. That was the basis for the land claims. I'm not going to go into the details of the land claims, since this committee has heard quite a bit of testimony from tribal representatives on Valentine's Day, February 14th and the 28th. It does relate to the bill that you're hearing today, all three of these eminent domain bills, though, because the proposed east-west corridor, as best as we can tell from the limited information that's available, would cut through the heart of some of our traditional hunting, fishing, and gathering territories that we have acquired under the terms of the 1980 Settlement Act. One of the goals of the Settlement Act was for the tribes to get returned some of their Aboriginal land holdings so they could continue to practice culture and traditions that have defined us as tribal people for thousands of years. Now we find ourselves a mere 30 years after this historic Settlement Act with another huge threat to our land holdings, and it is this proposed east-west corridor. So we are in favor of any of these bills that prohibit the taking of land by eminent domain. Although the state laws that deal with eminent domain would not apply to most of our land holdings, we do have some lands that are held in fee simple title that would be affected. So we urge you to support these bills that would prohibit the taking of lands for eminent domain under these three bills that you've heard today. Thank you very much, and I'll be happy to attempt to answer any questions.
Thank you. Any questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you.